Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. And we're going to be here for, well, me and Dell will be here for 4 hours. Lance is lazy. Leaves at 10 o'clock for some reason.
10 o'clock, I got
no one. No one knows why.
We all know why.
No, because you got to beat it.
Laziness has another job.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. But also, Craig the Surf comes in today. We're going to do a commercial, and then I get my my physical therapy early today.
Do you think this all could have been avoided by sitting in your seat at about 6:50?
Yeah. I was doing something. I was having a meeting with Mr.
No, you were
AJ. I was having a meeting with AJ.
With Mr. AJ? He just made up. AJ's sleeping. AJ is not having a meeting with you.
That's my code for using the bathroom.
Oh.
Having a meeting
with
AJ.
Yeah, because,
I switch it off, Gal.
He was going to go. He was going to say Mr. Gal again.
Yeah, I switch.
But that would be a euphemism for taking a dump then.
I know
it?
How yes, you guys are. Is. So I just said I was meeting with AJ.
Well, don't lie and say you're meeting with Mr. Gal when you're actually taking a dump.
Yeah.
I didn't say what I was doing.
Oh,
was,
where are you going? Having a meeting with Mr. Gao? Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's what he wants.
That's why would you say that? Just say
I didn't do. Y'all,
you said it last time.
No, that was years ago. Why would you guys now are you guys
you were
now
going to say it again?
No, I caught myself and I said meeting with AJ.
Mr.
Now you guys
AJ.
Are trying to bring back the old stuff.
Why
you call Mr. AJ?
Why wouldn't you just say
around the building?
Why wouldn't you just say
dropping an AJ?
I went to the bathroom. Why would you
say
that's nobody's business, though?
Well, you said it immediately afterwards.
I said meet with AJ. Well, I had to immediately clean things
up. And then he
up.
Goes, and yeah, I had to take a dump.
I left AJ in the bathroom, was what you just said.
I dropped AJ off at the pool.
No, that's not how it goes. It's the weather's not great for swimming right now.
All right, so that's how the show starts. Actually, the show is starting like this. We have our golf tournament, which is December 3rd, right?
Right.
December 3rd, and it's 11:30 at Wildcat Golf Club. We are going to be out there all morning broadcasting, and then we're going to have our golf tournament. And I'm looking for somebody to play with, okay? All you got to do is call us, 713-780-3776, and bid on me to play in the foursome. You and two other guys, threesome, and me. And we'll go and kick ass. I'm playing like crap right now. I mean like crap right now. So you got that to deal with. So I don't know what the hell happened to my game, but it's nowhere to be found. But you never know when you're going to find it. We'll get back to, you know, back to mediocrity soon, hopefully. 713-780-3776. Who wants to bid on playing? We'll do this all morning long. Jeff Van Gundy's going to join us at 7:30.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the draft. We'll talk about the trades. It's so... The NBA draft is so hard to keep up with.
Hard. I mean, if you don't watch college basketball, you don't know.
Well, not the, only that, well, it's who actually drafted
because
that
they
guy.
Move, yeah, because they move
and then
around.
It says, I mean, John Calipari is on and he goes, well, you guys know he's going to the Knicks, right? And they were like, no, he was just drafted by Philly or something. I don't know. And he's going to the Knicks. Oh, okay. Well, we didn't know that.
I asked my kids, this happened yesterday. All they're talking about is every pick of the draft. I said, guys. I said, Mason, how many college basketball games did you watch last year? Did you watch any? No. Did you watch a tournament? No, they didn't play it, which was a kind of a setup to see what he'd say. He goes, no, they didn't have one. I asked Alec, how many college games did you see? None. And yet they know who every player is. I said, how do you guys know every – I don't understand this. How do you guys know every player and what the rumor is for where everyone's going? Because they all knew where the
– Well, they just read up, I guess. So
Alex said, well, but I'm curious. Like, I'm curious if you don't, because they're never on ESPN on the computer. Never see them on there. I never see They're never watching ESPN.
Is that
on
a
television.
Site for kids to find information today?
Oh yeah, it's a site for everyone to find information. Yeah. They don't. I never see them on there. They're never watching ESPN on television. They don't watch college basketball. So how in the world do you know? Here's how they know. Alec is the one who has these conversations with them, and so they all listen and they all say it, and he gets them all off of Instagram feeds that he follows. He follows basketball Instagram feeds, and so, you know, he basically remembers everything he reads. And so when there's a draft commentary, he knows where every player is supposed to go with every team. I'm like, you guys are following. They follow the NBA draft through Instagram stuff.
Right. Well,
I
don't know how
sense?
Anybody follows the NBA draft because it's unfollowable. It would, because every guy that's drafted, you don't know if he's going to that team. He's got this hat, and then he's got to throw that hat away, and he's got to take the other.
And with no tournament, how did you even know him at all this last year?
Right, and that made it difficult as well. And then all the other trades as well. So the Rockets traded out of their pick.
There were some pretty good players there at 16 where they would have been. They moved that in a cost cutting move. They took on Trevor Ariza's deal, and then they dumped Trevor Ariza and this year's first round pick for a future first from Detroit if Detroit makes a playoff spot over the next 4 years. So if Detroit makes a playoffs over the next 4 years, I guess the Rockets will get that first round pick.
It's lottery protected.
If not, it moves to it's lottery protected.
Right.
If not, it moves to a second round pick. So
why don't they just take one this year? I mean, they're looking for cheap.
Well,
help.
because they wanted to create enough room for a mid level exception. So now they're going to go after somebody with a mid-level exception. I was talking to Jason Braddock about it.
But they already had a mid-level exception.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Maybe they didn't have the full because they used partial last year on Daniel House.
Yeah, they didn't have full mid-level. And Jason Braddock and I were talking about it, and he didn't like it because his point was, well, wait a minute. Why would you – do you think you're going to be competitive this year? Like, is that why you're doing it? Why wouldn't you just take a pick this year? I still think they want to field a team that's, even if you move James, I'm getting to the point where I just don't think they'll move Russ.
Mm-hmm.
But even if they move James, which didn't happen yesterday, they still want to, Tillman a team that people want to see or they can win some games. I don't think Tillman wants to be a 20-win team.
No. And it is. It's funny. And you know, I guess Rafael Stone worked for Daryl, but we don't care about draft picks, I guess. And he's going.
Well,
that's how he.
It's just a future.
That's how he learned. But
it was a salary.
You
dump.
Would think this year of all years, if you are trying, you just got out of Ariza's. You got into Ariza's contract, which is only 1 year, so you only got to do that 1 year, as opposed to Covington, and you had a chance to pick up some cheap help. I mean, and possibly at 16, you can find some help.
This is the earliest you've drafted in years and years. And then you looked at who was available there. And there were some guys that could have helped, I would think. I mean, R.J. Hampton was there.
Mm-hmm.
We had talked about him yesterday. R.J. Hampton was there. Bay was there, who is a good shooter. They had there was a variety of guys that could have made this team. But they found it more important to get rid of Ariza's contract so that they could get a mid-level guy that I assume is going to be, you know, obviously a part of the team for years to come, a guy who's already – you could look at it as saying, well, this is a guy who's already experienced, but I don't know. I just Rafael Stone may also not see as much value in draft picks. Somebody better start seeing some value in draft picks at some point for the Rockets, because they are they get older and older. And where are the young guys that are relatively inexperienced that you're building as core members? Like, at what point are y'all going to draft somebody?
At some point, at whatever point. Hey, Craig Harrington has called in. That's an old friend of the show with us here on ESPN 97.5, formerly of Vic and Anthony's. So where are you at now, Craig?
At 5 under golf in Beaumont.
5 under? Oh, you're at 5 under. We just did the show out there. The afternoon show was just out there a month or so ago, right?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago.
About 2 weeks ago. How neat. What are you doing?
Hello, I'm headed to work, about to open the shop. I'm just seeing how you're doing. I want to play in that golf tournament.
Well, let's go. That's all you got to do is get to our website, ESPN975.com, and let's go. Come on.
I'm in. Y'all doing all right?
We're doing great, man. great to talk to you. Haven't seen you in forever. Well, congratulations at 500. You guys are doing – they loved it out there. They said it was a great place. You guys are doing some great things. That's good stuff.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Good stuff, man. Well, go to the ESPN975.com. Anybody else that wants to play, it's December 3rd. It starts at 11:30, so you can work in the morning. You can get on over there. We're going to have a great time, had by all. And we want you to bid on me, playing with me, Alexander. So what's your handicap? I'm an 8.3 right now. I was down in the fives, and that's, well, the low sixes. And now I'm up to, because I've just been playing like crap. But I got it in me, bro. So let's go.
I don't have the yip anymore, so I'm good. I'm ready to play.
Well, let's go. Get to the website, ESPN975, right, or call Todd. He'll get you in. ESPN975.com. Everybody get there, and let's play. We're raising money for ProVision, and Jeff Van Gundy is going to join us for that right here on ESPN975 in about 20 minutes here. We'll talk to Jeff about everything that's been going on with the Rockets. We'll talk to Jeff about everything that went on last night with the NBA draft. Good stuff to have the foremost authority on NBA basketball with us here, the best color analyst in forever. I don't know. He's the best in the game in any sport. Jeff Van Gundy is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour here on ESPN 97.5, because he's on the board of ProVision, and ProVision is pretty damn neat. It was started by Roy Nell Young. It was started some 27 years ago, and it started as just a day, day thing, and now it's turned into where he's helped over 6,000 kids in the community. So that is great stuff, and we're raising money for it December 3rd. So if you want to help out, go to ESPN975.com and join up for the golf tournament, and call us now at 713-780-3776 to bid on playing with me in the golf tournament. And let's see if John Clay Wolf wants to do it. John Clay Wolf, you want to play in the golf tournament?
No.
What?
Here we go.
What the hell? Why? Golf is fun. You get drink all day. You have fun. There's camaraderie. You don't get sick because people don't cough on each other. It's great.
Where is it?
It's at Wildcat Golf Club here in Houston.
And what part of when?
It's December 3rd.
What day of the week is that?
It's Wednesday. Thursday.
This entire first segment is John's friends just calling him.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Joe, how you doing, man?
No, this is a commercial. Good?
Is that what you call it?
This is what a commercial. This is a commercial for John Clay Wolf and Gimme the Vin. We have to mention GimmeTheVin.com in this commercial. Yes.
There any? That's like, official. Is it one of those deals where y'all hooked up with a topless joint and they brought girls?
No, that's where
we've done. I've been to one of those early in my radio career, and I was like, radio's going to be incredible.
This is fun. This is a great time at golf and that. Yes. Yeah, we've done that before. Well, we haven't done it before, but we've been there before.
One guy in our foursome fell in love that day.
Could we, like, is it too late in the planning stages to add that to it?
It is a little late. Yeah, those things you got to plan out, and because they got to get the thongs and the pasties
ready. And it's
ready.
December, too, which is not the best.
Well, you don't have to go too far.
Well,
You don't have to have naked Granada. You don't have to be a pervert. I mean, we're just talking about companionship and friendship. And, I mean, like, very friendly beer girls that might put their hand on your leg and might lean into you with a boob shoulder.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, not well, John, well, we'll work on that for next year's tournament, okay?
Well,
too late now.
Get me one of those. I just need one. Let's test it this year. I'll take two. And then if that works for me, then for next year we'll do more. And if that's the case, then yes, I will be there.
Okay. It's not the case this year, so we'll put you down for next year. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. If you want to sell your car, GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear.
To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 716 ESPN 97.5.
So it looks like I will not have to quit Houston Rain.
No.
It looks that way. It's promising that has come out publicly, where Jamie Roots was on a conference call with season ticket holders. And he was asked about Jack Easterby, because the city of Houston knows about Jack Easterby. I mean, he's not a secret in the shadows somewhere. And Jamie said, quote, "Jack would be the first person to tell you he's not a personnel guy. Jack will not be the general manager of the Houston Texans. Jack realizes we need personnel expertise to put together the best football team. He doesn't have enough time in the day. He's working on sports science, working on nutrition. As long as he stays in those two areas, I'm fine." Yeah. Sports science, nutrition, great. Don't do salaries.
No.
And don't do any personnel stuff.
I would contend, what's his background in sports science and nutrition?
Nothing, but that's better than he can't hurt as many things.
Well, you know what? Oh, well, the guys aren't eating all that great. Go home and eat then.
It's not like an Italian mother. Okay. Why aren't you eating?
Well,
it's the other way. They want you to be, hey.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's not saying, hey.
Go home and eat. What's wrong with Justin Reed? You're sticking bones.
Wait, hey, who made the gravy? This gravy doesn't have enough parsley.
This QT, are you even eating, QT?
Are they feeding you, QT? Eating like half a. Hey, come on, a mangiare. Oh,
I don't know what that last part meant.
It just means eat.
Okay.
Good. He's gonna be in. He's gonna be the team nutritionist. Good.
I don't care if he knows it or not. That's just irrelevant.
Don't give people jobs where they don't have any expertise in.
Who cares?
Nobody
can't kill anybody.
Maybe he does.
Well, he might kill people. I don't know. Hey, a little arsenic in here, that'd be good.
Yeah, that might taste better.
I don't know.
Maybe he knows what he's doing in those things. Maybe. I know what he doesn't know. So put him in something that will do, like...
Maybe the last nutritionist at Kansas City, he was, I don't know, they read the Bible together, whatever they did
whatever
together.
They did.
And he learned some stuff. Maybe okay, I'm going to bring that over here.
I don't care. Mm-mm. I don't care. I know what he doesn't do well, contracts and personnel. So put him on the thing. Put him on...
On the thing?
Put him on the sports science, like, hey, catapult, what kind of numbers do we have? These kind of numbers. Oh, this looks good. Good, good. Bing, bang, boom. Out.
Right.
That's fine.
Hey, eat more peanut butter. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Now, something tells me he will be itching to go from, you know, worrying about how much what your protein to carb ratio is, to going like, hey, I need to. Can you come into my office and see me? Yeah, like the pro personnel director. Hey, there's a guy. I was watching a Tampa game the other day. There's a guy we need to be looking at. Jack, you know you're not. Jack, are you sure you're supposed to be doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Remember what Jamie said?
Jack,
and
listen.
Our GM said
there aren't enough carrots on the salad bar, Jack. Get back there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that that's when sports nutrition. I don't know that he's working in the food delivery business for the players.
Insult him a little bit.
I don't know.
A little bit. You did. You did.
Jack, we're running out of cucumbers. Get over there.
Hey, you
stop talking about what this guy's contract is.
Hey, Jason's Deli, where you have to restock the salad bar.
Hey, Jack.
I don't know.
You're talking about the wrong things. We don't have enough baby carrots, Jack.
Jack.
Move it.
Move.
You're in the wrong spot. Where are my baby carrots at my ranch?
Listen, he can do whatever he wants as long as it doesn't involve.
Where's the light ranch, Jack? We told you.
Let's see how Jamie Roots responds if Jack tries to get in on the season ticket side and the advertising side. Hey, whoa, what are you doing here, Jack? Have you written a book? No? All right. Yeah, I've actually written several books.
Yeah.
It's on a website. Okay, can I tell Florio to look into it? Nah, never mind. Website's down for construction.
No.
Don't. Oh, website's down for construction.
How about Florio? Florio wrote an article. He will not be the general manager. It seemed like Florio had a mission to make sure Jack Easterby was not going to be the general manager.
Let me tell you something. I thank him for his service.
Yeah.
I need to send Mike Florio a note that says thank you for your service. I need to email him. I need to get work. Send one of the pigeons or one of the, what is it that they used to send in Game of Thrones? The Ravens. Somebody sent him a raven saying, thank you for your service. Mm-hmm. Stay on, Jack. Shine that light. We don't want him in personnel. We need real personnel people here as Texans fans. We gotta enjoy, you know, we gotta enjoy the team again. It's not enjoyable right now. They've got a game coming up this weekend. It's Thursday. We haven't spent any time talking about it.
We got to break it down with these two coming in. This is a big game.
Yeah, this is a huge game.
Doesn't get any bigger than
it's a huge game.
No fans and 2-7 versus 4-5.
So Deshaun Watson was asked about. I read the whole transcript yesterday of all the questions asked of all the people. And Romeo is pretty honest. Like Romeo doesn't give you a lot of coach speak. He'll, every once in a while, but not a lot. And he was, Deshaun was on yesterday, and he was out there, and they asked him about if he takes any of his, he asked him about the fashion of Cam, and he goes, no. He goes, Cam's his mentor. He said, have you ever gone to Cam for fashion advice? He goes, no, he's way out there. He goes, I'm not that aggressive. He goes, he's got different designers than me. And that just led me to think, that's probably a thing now where quarterbacks have designers. Designer. Like you got to have,
yes.
Who are you wearing?
Yes.
Like a red carpet thing.
Yeah. No, they have designers. Are you kidding
Quarterbacks
me?
Have their own designers.
Well, you don't think that Russ has his and James has his?
I don't think Russ does.
Oh,
Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook.
I don't think he has a designer.
Oh, you don't think Sierra's got Russell Wilson set up with a clothier? Are you kidding me?
I've never heard anything. I don't think Russell
Wilson absolutely does.
But at no point do you even think about it.
Everybody with money does, Lance.
No, but at no point do you even think about it.
No, but he dresses nice.
He doesn't have his own designers.
He does.
Russell, this is your line. Cam has a designer. I don't think Deshaun, and I'm not sure that Deshaun's even joking about, Deshaun probably has his own designer who makes clothes for him. Not a clothier. Not somebody who fits you in this fabric. Like, designs, we want the jeans to rip
Russell
right
Wilson
here.
Has a fashion line.
He does?
He's got his own line.
Did you know?
Yes. Yes, I knew.
You didn't just know?
Yes,
nobody knew. It's not anywhere.
It's
where is it?
Good Man Brand.
Is it Walmart? Never heard of it.
I don't know where, but he had an article in GQ about it.
And James, did you see James when he matched all the walls with his leather clothes?
Well, now, James, I don't doubt. Oh, no one. I'm not saying that they don't care about the what they're wearing and the clothing. What I'm telling you is that I truly believe that Cam has his own somebody that tells him that looking like, you know, dressing at times like some kind of a woman from Mary Tyler Moore with like, listen, have you thought about this type of pea coat and maybe a scarf over your hair and big glasses and like.
And a beret.
And big glasses and like, that's literally looks exactly like a Mary Tyler Moore show. That's it.
That's what I'm looking
for. That's the inspiration.
That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, no. Well, listen, they've all got their own line of clothes like that, but they all definitely have their clothier or whatever they're called that fit them and style them.
Yeah, Peyton Manning was one of my favorites. Well, Peyton had a really good.
It's a different generation.
Peyton really?
Oh, no.
Peyton went to Joseph A. Banks.
Yeah.
Obviously. Well, Peyton did, but Deshaun ain't. No.
Quick question. Do you think Kirk Cousins has a clothier? I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna go hard no.
No, but I will say this. No, he's probably got a real expensive suit. Yeah.
I don't doubt that. And they may even pull it off the rack and they may tailor it to him. I don't think Russell Wilson has. I don't think Kirk Cousins has a clothier.
Well, Tom Brady does.
Does Justin Herbert, do you think, have a clothier?
Not based
on this haircut.
He doesn't have a stylist.
No, look at that.
Do you think he has a stylist who said, what are you looking to do? No. Hey, I want to do something different with my hair. Like, I don't know.
Coach cut his hair.
What's that?
He let the strength coach cut his hair.
Obviously. Is that a real thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, that's a strength coach Hoosiers haircut.
Yeah, that is.
It's like, what do you want to go for, Justin? I was thinking about maybe my fashion. I wanted my brand to be Hoosiers. Basketball?
Yeah. That looks like – no, that's perfect. Well, now, you know what? That tells everybody, the team, though, because he did have hair. He was a hair guy. I mean, I call them all hair. If you're more worried about your hair than you are about playing football, which a lot of guys, they got, you know, David Carr before he put his helmet on.
That was a different kind of hair.
Well, that's but there's a lot of guys that are hair guys with the long, and they're always flipping their hair back. Justin Herbert just told everybody on that team, I don't give a rat's ass about my hair. I want to win football games because I let the strength coach cut my hair.
Well, you said something. You made some statement.
Yeah.
I don't know that they can trust you. It's like, you got to remember now, his own teammates are also guys with money who love to go out on the night, you know, nightlife and fashion. And they may say, he's been playing good football. One of two things could happen. This could be a Samson thing where they cut his hair and now all of a sudden he goes in the toilet, which you'd be happy with for Joe Burrow's sake. And then number two, it could be where players say, I just don't think he's trustworthy anymore. Did you see he had good hair? Did you see
he had
girls all over him? Look what he did. What he did.
I'm pretty sure.
He's got a little bit of face
stuff going on. I'm pretty sure Justin Herbert's going to still be able to get girls. And secondly, I think the team's going to say,
he's got to make sure they know he's Justin Herbert. Did you see him yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah,
that ain't getting girls.
No. Oh.
He's going to have to wear a Herbert
jersey. NFL quarterback.
You got to make sure you wear that on a name tag.
Lance, Mark Rippon got girls.
Hold on.
If Mark Rippon got girls.
Hold on.
If Jim Plunkett got girls.
You better make sure that you're telling everybody, I'm an NFL quarterback when you walk into a room. Let me tell you what they're not doing.
Looking at him and saying,
you know what the girls know? Justin Herbert's an NFL quarterback.
Well, Lamar Ball told us. They all know. They Google
stuff. They know.
That's basketball hoes. Oh, I don't know if there's.
Football hoes know.
I don't know if there's Justin Herbert hoes. He's from Oregon.
So?
He literally spent his whole life in
now
Eugene.
Now he's in L.A.
Yeah, and they're going to see him, and they're like, who's this kid? He's got a little bit of. Gotta clean the face.
Are you acne shaming?
No, I'm just saying that ain't gonna get you anything unless everybody knows you're a quarterback. And even then, there's gonna be girls who say, "You know what? There's lots of players. I don't have to bring myself down to this level.
No,
this haircut, strength coach.
But he's the starting quarterback.
He's the starting quarterback. You're way off
on
this.
On a rookie deal.
Okay, wait a minute. Where was he drafted? What number? Okay, because that'll tell me. You know, how much I can
get
out of
all that money's going to his mom and dad for their farm. You got to know your background.
They probably do have a farm.
They live in Eugene. Like, it's a simple people that he comes from.
They did. He grew up in Eugene, right?
He grew up in Eugene, went to school in Eugene. And one scout told me, he said he is not ready
for
an NFL
locker
room.
You know what those people are? Gullible. And they can be had. And we can bilk their money. That's what the girls are thinking when they meet Justin Herbert.
I just think they're shooting higher than Justin Herbert. And I don't think they want that haircut.
We got a break because we got Jeff Van Gundy joining us at the bottom of the hour here on ESPN 97.5. What we got right here is mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You can bet on Justin Herbert and that game because they're playing the Jets this week. And guess what? I like Justin Herbert even with the haircut. So if you're looking for a place to play, win, get paid, and where they'll double your initial deposit, that's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You can't find more places to bet, more things to bet on than mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You're looking for the best place, the best site, easiest site to work on, it is mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And it's simple, it's awesome, you'll love it. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
.730 ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell. And we are trying to raise some money for ProVision this morning. If you want to play golf December 3rd with me, give us a call, 713-780-3776. Whatever you want to bid on it. I mean, it's wide open. Whatever you want to bid, you two other guys, threesome, and me will play December 3rd, 11:30 at Wildcat Golf Club. And the money, our proceeds, are going to go to ProVision, which is awesome, and that's something that Jeff Van Gundy loves, and he's part of the board. He's on the board, and
brought it to our attention.
Yeah, he really did. And Roy Noah Young and what they're doing, 27 years now, 6,000 kids have been helped. And Jeff Van Gundy's a big part of that now, and he's joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, what's up?
How you guys doing? And thanks again for doing this. And I'm bidding 2,000. Does that get me in the running?
Yeah, yes, you're in the running.
Whoa.
I didn't even know you played golf.
I don't. That's why it'll be painful for John to watch me like smack the ball around.
I hope you win. I hope we raise more. I hope somebody outbids you. But this is something that I want to see regardless. You playing golf at Wildcat with us on December 3rd. How about that, people? 2,000 is the bid, and I want you guys to outbid him. Let's go. 713-780-3776 and raise some money for ProVision, which is a great, great, great cause. You're still on the board, right?
Oh, yes. I mean, this is not just a board membership. This is turned into a passion of mine. As you mentioned, Roy Noah Young, founder, still doing it 3 decades later. The amount of time and personal emotion that he's invested in the most underserved in our community has been inspirational to me and so many others. You know, it's not just a school. We have an internship program. We have character development program, and the crown jewel of the campus is the urban farm. And guys, I don't know, you probably don't know it, but we just got our lettuce that we raise on our urban farm in that food desert of Sunnyside is in HEB now. If you look on, when you go into HEB, into the produce section, lettuce section, you'll see the ProVision Urban Farm logo on it, and we're selling it at HEB. We're thankful to HEB. We're thankful to the McNair family who have, Bob McNair, before he died, he became an absolute believer in ProVision and the farm. He donated so much money. His family has followed up, and it has allowed us, hopefully, to it's an aquaponic farm, so it's environmentally friendly, but what it'll help do is in like times like this, provide a steady stream of income and funding for the programs for these underserved children and families. So we're so grateful to HEB. We're so grateful to the McNair family and to you guys for not only providing funding through the golf tournament, but also opening people's eyes to what I consider a great American in Roy Noah Young.
Oh, he is phenomenal. And listening to him talk, I mean, this is what, if you've ever seen Joe Clark from the movie, this is what Roy Noah, I mean, this is Roy Noah is another one of those guys who has that passion. And that he gains that and garners that respect in the community with the kids. And his mission is something that, frankly, I think everybody who's young could really do well with, is the ability to understand how to become not just a young man. It's young man and woman. It's even expanded over the years in terms of how he's done things. And I remember when Janice McNair reading that she gave $5 million.
5.5, yeah.
Yeah, over $5 million from the McNairs. The McNairs have been, as you mentioned, have really been into this. And you opened our eyes to this, I want to say, around 2000. We had you and Roy Noah in studio, I want to say, around 2009, maybe 2010. Here we are a decade later, and not only is it going, it's going stronger than ever. That's great news about Urban Harvest. I reached out. There's one of the restaurants I talked to about the garden actually uses produce from there, and he seemed to already know about it. He had already heard about it, and this is a few years back when we talked, so that's great that that's become such a big thing. And I figured it could be. And you know what, Coach? It could probably get even bigger. And
yeah, no, listen, because of the generosity of the McNair family, we've been able to expand. And, you know, the aquaponic, which is it's using fish excrement to fertilize the, crops. So it's a very you know, you don't have bad years. You turn over the product quicker because it grows better and it's more consistent. And so hopefully this will become a steady stream. And I don't think people obviously realize, too, guys, that Roy Nell was a terrific NFL player for the Philadelphia Eagles. And he just this week got elected to the College Hall of Fame, the Black College Hall of Fame, Football Hall of Fame. And so we're proud of him athletically, but what he's done post NFL career dwarfs what he did in his NFL career because he impacts so many on a daily basis. I'm just so proud of him. I'm so proud to see his leadership, and I'm just fired up that more and more people are becoming aware of all the needs of the underserved, but also great people like Roy Nell who are dedicating their adult lives to trying to help solve, you know, the problems of education, of housing, of food. And so just really honored that you guys are having the golf tournament, and, you know, many of the profits or proceeds will go to ProVision. So thank you very much.
And I want to tell you something. That money goes to work because it's not money that's just – it's not charity, because once he gets that money, he puts it to work like the farm and everything. Trust me, those kids he puts to work. He is not – there ain't no – this is not a charity. Roy Nell is making those kids work.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what he always had said from the first moment I've met him, and I truly believe this. This past spring, Nancy Lieberman and I, the lawyer, the great lawyer in town, Mark Lanier, we all combined our resources to provide an outdoor area, a basketball court, a turf field, partial turf field for the kids to play on, and Roy, what he always says from the first day I met him to now, when Nancy, Mark, and I did this, is that they were going to be great stewards of any funds that come their way. And I have found that to be absolutely true. This man is honest, and he is dedicated, and he is wasting not $1 for the betterment of these kids and families. And so anybody that chooses to donate, to hopefully donate to your foursome so you don't have to play with me, John, I can guarantee you those funds will be looked after and used appropriately, because he is truly a great steward of every dollar that comes into ProVision.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no, you don't have to worry about that. That guy, he's unbelievable. All right, we got Coach Jeff Van Gundy with us here on ESPN 97.5. If you want to bid, it's $2,000 right now to play with me December 3rd in the tournament, 713-780-3776. The coach put it out there. You got to beat that. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Coach, we haven't been able to talk, but you got a segment to do some basketball with us?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to do some basketball with the coach right after this here on ESPN 97.5. Let's talk right now about Chastain Ford, ChastainFord.com. Chastain at home, it just doesn't get any better than Chastain at home. You can value your car. You can choose your car. They will deliver your car. You can customize your payments. It's what you want to pay for your car. You tell them that. One of the first things that they'll ask you is how much, where do you need to be at with your payments? Because we're going to get there, and you got to be realistic about it too. And if it's going to be low, that's all right. They've got all kinds of cars. The spectrum of cars that they've got there is unbelievable. So they'll find the right car for you. They've got used, they got new, they got everything there. But you don't even have to go to the dealership. Now, you want to go to the dealership, you can do that as well. But if you don't even want to step foot in the dealership, you don't have to. Other dealerships are going to make you go there because they want to upsell you. That's not the case at Chastain Ford. You're looking for that Ford car or truck, or look in their used car department as well. They've got everything out there. All you got to do is go to ChastainFord.com or get to the dealership and see the unbelievable deals going on right now. XLT starting at $28,999. Are you kidding me? ChastainFord.com. It's on Homestead, not Hempstead, on 610, just 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We got Jeff Van Gundy with us here, so let's talk some basketball. And first and foremost, Coach, we haven't talked to you since, I mean, it was all over, Jeff Van Gundy interviewing for the Rockets job and everything else. What about the Jeff Van Gundy, head basketball coach in the NBA again? You know, we like Jeff Van Gundy, the guy who's always happy, because as coach, that's a different face you have to put on, right? So
I don't know if you have to, but you probably, you know, you guys probably saw a different face at times. But I tell you what, I don't think I ever looked, or I didn't feel as miserable maybe as I looked sometimes. You know, the Rockets, like I interviewed for two jobs. I got offered an interim head coaching job back in the middle of last season. I didn't think it was a great fit. I interviewed for two jobs. The Clippers, and they hired a great coach in Ty Lue, and the Rockets, and, you know, after discussing with them a number of times, it just wasn't the right fit for either side. They got a tremendous coach in Stephen Silas. I worked with Stephen's dad in my first NBA job. We were both assistants with the New York Knicks, Paul Silas. So I've known Stephen since he was probably 15. You're not going to find a better man or a more well-prepared coach. I mean, he's been an assistant for so many different coaches in the NBA. He's got a brilliant mind. He's such a great person. He's got many challenges ahead as they figure out their roster and, you know, how they want to adapt and adjust from last year's team to this year's team. But they found themselves a terrific coach, and I got to say, I was really impressed through the whole process with Rafael Stone. I didn't know him as well as I knew Daryl, even though Rafael was there in the legal department when I was first there. But he was thorough and he's smart.
Good.
And the Fertitta family, I thought was really, really good. They asked the right questions. They seem very, very invested in not just winning, but winning big and winning championships. So I think they have a lot of positives going for them. And it's going to be interesting to see how it all sort of meshes together as they figure out their roster.
Coach, I'm curious. So you were with the Rockets with Carroll Dawson as GM, and then Daryl Morey came into the mix while you were there and was part of some big trades, including the Tracy McGrady deal, which, you know, I think really altered the course of what the Houston Rockets were going to be. Can you talk for a second about his departure and what you thought of his time? Because you obviously have kept up with Daryl. You followed the Rockets, clearly. What do you think about the time that he spent with Houston? What are your thoughts about the quote-unquote, some people believe it's a failing to not win a championship. What did you think about the direction?
Well, the thing first of all, I like Daryl very much. I think he is really smart, but he also recognizes other people are really smart too. And so he has confidence, but he also has humility. And from the day I met him, when he walked in to the Rockets facility, he had strong beliefs, and yet that didn't mean he diminished your experiences or your beliefs as a coach. So the thing I admired about the Rockets during this whole time is they proved that you can contend without tanking. You don't need to do it like some other people do, which is, you know, we'll like lose for a long time and then we'll try to get top picks and do it like Philadelphia. And Philadelphia, you know, they're coming out the other side and maybe it will ultimately work. But what I loved about Daryl, Les Alexander first, now Tillman Fertitta, is that they wanted to give Houston and Houston's fans a great product as they tried to build their team. And that doesn't mean there weren't some, you know, just okay years. You know, I think Daryl had a 42-40 record one year, 43-39, but they never they never, ever gave a product to their fans that they weren't trying to win. And ultimately, Daryl swung big. He got the trade for Harden. He got the trade for Paul, which, you know, they were one hamstring or one made three-point shot away from a championship. That's how close they came. And I don't think Daryl or anybody with the Rockets organization has anything to be ashamed about that they weren't able to get it done. They took a great swing. They went after a tremendous champion in Golden State. And if not for the Chris Paul injury, if not for, you know, a historic bad shooting night in Game 7, to me, they would have been champions. And Daryl did a tremendous job during his 14 years here, and he should be very, very proud of all he accomplished.
Jeff Van Gundy with us here on ESPN 97.5. Now, one of the challenges that that Stephen Silas is going to have is whether or not he's going to have his stars. There's a lot of smoke, Coach, and where there's a lot of times where there's a lot of smoke, there's fire. What do you think about what's going on with Harden and Russell Westbrook right now?
Yeah, you know, I got to speak to Russell Westbrook during the course of the interview process, and I got to tell you, I was really impressed with his directness, with his honesty about what he wanted for his next chapter, you know, and what he thought he should do, how he should be used. And he did it all in a very, very respectful manner. So I think players in the offseason, they have to try to, you know, that's business time when they're trying to do what's best for themselves, just like teams do with trades and all that. And so we shouldn't begrudge players who try to, at the proper times, do what's best for themselves. Now, Harden may want certain things that don't actually come to fruition, and then they have to put that behind them and move forward. And I believe those two guys love basketball enough and are competitive enough that they won't sabotage or try to sabotage the team if they don't get exactly what they want. But it is a difficult situation. I don't know exactly if it's all true that they both want out, or they both play basically the same position where, you know, they're point guards who need the ball. And I don't know all that, but I can tell you from my conversations with Westbrook, I was very impressed with his thought process, with how respectful he was. And, you know, hopefully it works out where both guys want to stay, they play well, and they take another shot at it, because it's hard to find great, great players. And when you trade a great, great player, particularly when you trade a great player in his prime, you can get a lot back, but it's impossible, basically, to win that type of deal.
You think the Rockets, you know, I think understanding when a run is over or when to pivot in a different direction, I'm not saying blow things up. I'm saying at some point you have to pivot. You have to know with what you have, whether you're Astros, Texans, Rockets. Every professional team has to, Coach. How difficult do you think that process is of being self-aware, being honest about your what you have, and the willingness to do something that's difficult to do, like pivot, after you've had such a run?
Well, it is hard. You make a great point, Lance, in that particularly when you have a great player like James Harden, you know how hard it is to acquire someone like that. It doesn't come around often, although in Houston, they have been remarkable in finding, drafting, procuring, like, top talents. But they do have, and that's a really hard decision for Rafael Stone. You know, he just takes over, and what, a month ago or so? And these are all difficult decisions. But again, the thing that I was impressed about, you know, going through the process and listening to them talk, they're not going to be bullied. They're not going to be afraid to do what they think is right, regardless of, you know, public perception. And so one of the things, and I don't know if you guys would agree with it in your profession, but I certainly believe it, both in coaching, announcing, whatever it may be, is you can't accept criticism from someone you wouldn't ask advice from. And I think, you know, the Fertitta family, Rafael Stone, Stephen Silas, as they're making these hard decisions, they just have to figure out what they think is best and then pull the trigger and be sort of like trying to cut out all the noise that can interfere with good decision making. If they do that, you know, these are hard decisions. There's not going to be an immediate right or wrong. It's going to be, you know, what they do next. If they pivot, you know, what do they do next? How do they do it efficiently? If they don't, and they stick with Harden and Westbrook, how do they surround them, those two guys, with complementary pieces so that they give themselves the best chance to play deep into the playoffs?
John played a little game yesterday. Play it with Coach, or ask him, why is it that we say, all right, if you offered James for Kawhi, would they do it? No. There's no chance the Clippers do it. If you offer James for Giannis, would they do it? No. We're talking about one of the greatest scorers in the history of the game and an elite player. But John went through a series of players and asked me, would they do it? And he and I both came to the same conclusion, no, for most of the very best players in the league. And I'm wondering if that's we live in our own Houston bubble, or if this is a reality. And if it's a reality, doesn't that make James one of the most enigmatic players of all time, to where you have this incredible talent and yet there is some hesitation to trade one of your best players, even a guy like, you know, we were talking about guys like Jason Tatum.
Luka.
We got down to, they wouldn't move Luka for James.
No.
But Jason, would they do it for Jason Tatum? Would you do it for Devin Booker? Would, you know,
the Celtics have said they don't have interest in James.
It seems strange.
I'm gonna say this. I never believe people. I don't believe people, like, because it's not open to them right now. They say it to boost their own guy's value as much as they do to, like, negate what maybe somebody else has done. I think when you talk about Harden, a lot of those answers of no in your mind is because of age, right? So if a guy's 8-9 years older, most likely and they're on an ascension to a path of stardom,
correct,
you're probably not going to trade them. So that eliminates some. I think the other part, and I think it's fair, is that at times Harden has been so dominant in the regular season, but has had some games that have been perplexing in the playoffs. And I think that's where maybe some indecision in your mind about would they trade player X for Harden or not, I think that's where it comes from. And it's fair, but when you look about what James Harden has accomplished in the regular season, these aren't overwhelmingly talented teams that he's led deep into the playoffs. There's a lot of gaps and holes. He's been surrounded by good players, and with Paul and Westbrook, obviously they're going to go into the Hall of Fame, but it's not like he's been, you know, given a team like the Warriors with, you know, Durant, Green, and Thompson surrounding Steph Curry. This man has put a team consistently on his back from the first game he came here, where I think he had one practice and he got 44, until this point. And whether they continue to go on in this manner with him on the team, or they decide that it's time to, as you said, Lance, pivot, I don't know. But James Harden, you know, you have to respect the greatness, and you also have to respect, for all that's talked about with him, the durability to play on a nightly basis and deliver in a huge way with a moderately talented team around him. And they have won at this high, high rate because of some excellent coaching, James Harden's greatness, and some strategic thinking by the front office.
Jeff Van Gundy with us here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, can you do me a favor? Can you fix the NBA draft? It's so hard. The 76ers take him, but he puts the hat on, and then it's like 2 seconds later. Wait, Darryl, he's a Knick.
Well, wait. You thought Darryl made a pick in the first round? Yes, that's on you for being that gullible.
I didn't say that. Listen, the Rockets don't pick anybody ever. That we know. But here's the deal, Coach. Isn't it hard to follow?
It is, because, you know, my brother's now back, so he's with the Pelicans. I got my man Thibodeau with the Knicks and Clifford with the Magic. So I'm trying to keep track of, like, who they actually drafted and who they traded. I wish they were able to say, like, and I know probably for salary cap purposes and all that, the league can't allow that. But it is, John, it's hard to follow. You almost have to, like, be reading Woj's tweets. Yeah. Along with watching the draft to figure out actually who's going to play on whose team.
And you can't do that because you don't have Twitter, Coach.
Yeah, how are you going to do it?
No, you know, I can't, right? I mean, you're right. I'd have to do it some other way. But, like, it is hard. You know, you see those things that there's a pending trade or, you know, but it's like, it is a little confusing. I think everybody right now feels a little rushed. When it comes to the NBA season, you've got draft, now you got free agency, and then practice starts in like 10 days. It's just, you know, these are crazy times worldwide, but certainly for the NBA fan, this has been like a whirlwind this next 10 days.
By the way, speaking of your brother, can you get him off the Astros' ass?
Yeah, oh my God. What's
his deal?
Get him off of our ass. Quit. Why are they acting like nobody has ever done it? I can't wait.
Stop. But your brother, out of nowhere.
Are you guys
No. You know what? See, I had this, I just had this talk yesterday on a New York radio show because they were asking me if I was still an Astros fan. And was I rooting for them this year? And I said, listen, you can be, but it doesn't have to be one or the other. I can be a huge Astros fan. I can root for the players and the team and at the same time acknowledge that I thought the investigation by Major League Baseball and suspending only Hinch and Lunau and not the players was wrong. And I can also acknowledge that it does taint the championship in my mind a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean they're not champions. That doesn't mean I need, like, a huge everyday apology. But I thought they flubbed their initial apology. And I think that garnered them the ridicule of baseball fans like my brother. And at the same time, who cares what he thinks? Like, we're champions. And I believe we have great players. We have had great managers, great management, and ownership that cares deeply about winning. So, yeah, we screwed up. I didn't like how we handled the screw up, but like you guys said, and it's no excuse, but this is not the first nor the last quote scandal where people have tried to find an edge outside of the rules.
No. It's baseball. They've been cheating forever, ever, ever.
It doesn't excuse it.
No,
but
it doesn't. Yeah, no. And I'm disappointed in the team, Coach. I feel exactly the way you do. I'm disappointed in the guys.
But your brother is all over.
Yeah, get him off our ass, okay?
You know what, though? But see, that's the problem. You know, like, this dude is like, first of all, he's got to get a baseball team other than, I don't know who he's rooting for now. But he changes like the wind.
Oh, that's so weak.
One of those guys.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, you know, who knows who he's rooting for right now? And, you know, come on. It's over. It's been over a year. Let it go. And we got Dusty Baker. Well, how can you root against Dusty Baker?
No, it's impossible.
You can't root against Dusty Baker?
No, it's impossible. Impossible. Jeff Van Gundy.
I really like Dusty.
Yeah, no, we do.
I didn't know how much I would like him. I really do. Yeah,
really, and the players love him. Love him.
You know you know who told me that was Mark Jackson. He said, listen, I know you guys have lost some fans. When you hired Dusty, you gained some fans. Everybody loves Dusty. You know? So
That is great. That is great. Yeah. Hey, man, we appreciate it. ProVision is the benefactor of our golf tournament. It's December 3rd. I think you're going to get outbid here. Greg, the beer man, he said, I'm coming in.
Okay, and tell him, however high he goes, I will match. He can keep the foursome, but I will match.
Well, however high you go, coach is going to match that offer. For those of you just joining us, threesome, three of you and me, we're going to play December 3rd at Wildcat in our golf tournament, and we want you to bid. The coach has already bid $2,000 to play with me on December 3rd, but we want that to go way up, and coach will match whatever anybody bids to play with me on December 3rd at the our occasional golf tournament, and ProVision is the benefactor. So that is awesome, awesome stuff. Hey, Coach, great talking to you. I really was shocked that you were looking for an NBA job. When you're making Tony Romo money, I can't even believe that you're...
I don't know what Romo makes. I get taken care of very well at ESPN, but I would just say this. That when I can start predicting plays like Romo can, then my salary should go up. That guy is awesome.
Well, how about Jim Nantz? He's doing a deal with CBS now, and he says, I want Tony Romo money. Jim Nantz doesn't have Tony Romo money. No. That's how good Tony Romo.
Right before the play, Tony will circle who's about to get the catch.
Ball. He's going
to
get the ball here.
This guy right here.
That is amazing. That's unbelievable. That is amazing.
I should do that with LeBron.
Wait. You could do that with James Harden.
James Harden.
It looks like he's going to dribble
here.
Watch
for the step back here, Mark.
Yeah. I think Harden's going to have the ball in this possession more than 8 times. Yeah. Come on.
Coach, man, we appreciate it. It's always great talking to you. And right. thanks so much for the bid. Everybody, come on. Let's bid it up. 713-780-3776.
Coach,
we appreciate
it. Thanks again,
guys. All right. There's Coach Jeff Van Gundy with us here on ESPN 97.5. I'm talking about ZipRecruiter. Those are my peeps over there. You want to talk about you looking for a job? The coach was looking for a job. I'll bet you that Tillman said, hey, let's go through ZipRecruiter. Oh, here's the best candidate for the job, Jeff Van Gundy. But here's the deal, is that's the kind of matchups that you could get with your business. ZipRecruiter does all the work for you. Their powerful matching technology, the ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience. And here's the deal is nowadays there are thousands of resumes out there, and you could get some jamoke that you just, oh my goodness, what a bad choice. But ZipRecruiter reads all of those out of there, and you have that matching technology actively inviting them to apply for your job, the perfect recruits. You can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus on the right ones. ZipRecruiter is so effective. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/John. That's ZipRecruiter.com/John.
ESPN 97.5.